This episode of the Omega Contingent is brought to you by Aethertopia, the nomadic city of steampunk makers. Find out more about the Aethertopia event by going to adventuretheater.net. And now, the Omega Contingent.
All right, New. So I'm coming at you with a knife.
Yes?
How do you stop me? How do you keep me from putting this knife through your chest?
It is much easier to show you. Would you mind?
No, not at all. Just don't hurt me.
I'll do my best to be gentle.
That sounds so funny because you're literally half my size.
Size?
Does not matter. Trust me. I learned that in our first encounter. Now I'm going to lunge at you with my knife. Like this.
Do not move so slowly. And do not aim at anything but my heart. If you want to learn, you should experience the move as if it was real.
You insist. Ready?
Ready.
Okay, here we go. Oh my. I didn't even know that was happening. Now I'm on the ground. You have my knife.
Yes. What was it Omicron said? You have a masterful way of stating the obvious?
Something like that. I need you to teach me how to do that.
Fine. Stand up, take your knife back.
Okay.
The first thing you must remember is that any time anything comes within the reach of your arms, you are the one in control of it. This is your space. It belongs to you.
I think I understand.
So, when your hand comes into my space, I can decide whatever I want to do with it. I do not fear the fact that you are trying to stab me. I see it rather as an opportunity. I see it rather as the fact that you are presenting me with a knife and your arm, and they are mine to do with as I wish.
How is that going to help me stop somebody?
Because you need to stop thinking of the knife as being something you must fear in the void, and realize it is something you can embrace as your own. It is a gift. Only then can your mind be clear enough to effectively deal with the threat the knife poses.
So what you're saying is that when someone tries to kill me, I should say thank you.
Not exactly, but it's a start. Now, as your arm extends into my space, I grab your wrist.
Delta? No. Omicron needs to see us all in the meeting room.
Can it wait a little, Gamma? We're in the middle of something here.
Omicron told me to tell you. It is about the man who killed your wife, Salazar.
I'm on my way.
It's time to climb aboard the airship Peregrine and join her crew of five extraordinary individuals. The ninja, the giant, the marksman, the genius, and the alchemist. Share the adventure as they circle the globe in their battle to defeat the chaos and tyranny that threatened to rewrite history. It's time to join the Omega Contingent.
Ah, good, there you are. Now we can begin.
What's this about Salazar?
He's been seen, working with slave traders in Zanzibar.
Where is Zanzibar?
It is just off the coast of East Africa. It is the gateway to the Congo.
The Dark Continent.
Precisely. About 6 months ago, there was a massacre in a village, carried out by Arab slave traders.
Do you think Salazar was behind this?
No, but the level of barbarity and destruction probably put them on his short list of new allies to recruit.
I can't believe that anyone would ally themselves with that piece of filth.
Different people have different ideas of what is acceptable.
And there is not much we can do about that.
Probably not. You think he's trying to help the slavers?
They're a pretty well-organized machine. There isn't much he can do to increase the efficiency of their process, if that's what you mean.
So what's his plan?
How many of you have heard of Dr. David Livingstone?
I do not know of him.
Oh.
Yes.
Isn't he dead?
No, he's not dead. No, Dr. Livingstone is a Scottish explorer and missionary. He is a devout abolitionist. In fact, his explorations in Africa have only been to further his own ability to speak authoritatively against the practice of slavery.
Was he not looking for the source of the Nile River?
Yes, if he could find that, He felt it would give him the political clout to hammer home his abolitionist message.
But the slave trade is so lucrative, and Europeans aren't really involved. How can Parliament stop it?
Commerce.
Commerce?
Yes. As you know, Europe is in an economic slump right now. If we can bring commercial trade for the vast resources of the Dark Continent, then we can begin to replace the brutal slave trade with more civilized activities.
Well said, Gamma. Certainly there's an economic benefit to Europe and the rest of the world. But the real focus of Livingstone's work has been to open up these trade routes so that we can shine a light into the darkness.
So Salazar is there to stop Livingstone?
That's not my guess. Actually, I think he's actually there to stop Henry Stanley.
The reporter from the New York Herald?
That is right. He was sent to find Dr. Livingstone. That was about a year ago, yes?
A little under. In March, he left Zanzibar, heading into the Congo to find Livingstone's last known location, a village called Ujiji.
So that's where we're headed?
There's the problem. We should not be the ones to find Livingstone. We have an operative in the area who told us a few months ago that he's still alive. But it is very important that Stanley be the one to find him. But Stanley is a newspaper reporter. If we show up with the team, he'll be heavily obliged to ask too many questions.
Heaven forbid we let him seize the Peregrine.
Exactly. In order to make this work, Sigma, Nu, Gamma, you'll have to stay on board.
Omicron, I don't want to stay here while you face such danger.
No, I appreciate that, but I think Delta and I can handle whatever we need to.
These slave traders have killed 500 villagers, and with Salazar helping them, they might be beyond your ability to resist.
Believe me, I've thought of that, but I'm afraid we don't have much of a choice. There are very few Europeans on the whole continent, and certainly not many women. And I'm sure there aren't any other Russian giants either. I think Delta and I are the only ones who can get near Stanley without raising a fuss. Of course, it helps that I actually know the gentleman.
You know him?
Well, I did. We met when he was younger. I'm reasonably sure he'll remember me.
I'd be surprised if he didn't.
I'll take that as a compliment. In the meantime, we need to continue our journey across the African continent. It's going to take us the better part of a week to get there.
I will program Iris with the coordinates.
Thank you, Sigma.
Let us hope we have good weather.
Hey, Nu, it looks like you and I will be able to practice some more of those ninja su moves.
It's called ninjitsu. And yes, that would be good.
The first day we flew over the Sahara Desert, there was nothing but sand, as far as the eye could see. And I remind you, my eyes were pretty darn good. And then there it was, like a wall rising up to stop the sand. Having endured the glare of the sunshine and the quartz sand of the Sahara for so long, it was like the sunlight was now swallowed by the jungle. For the first time, I really understood why it was called the Dark Continent. Near the end of the second day, I went on deck. Sigma, hey, have you seen Omicron?
Yeah, he is in the crow's nest.
Wait, we have a crow's nest?
Oh my goodness, you did not know? I suppose we go there so rarely now, I forgot to mention it to you.
I wonder why the center mass went up through the airbag.
They are not airbags. They are anti-therium envelopes.
They're what?
Never mind. Come, I will lead you to Omicron. Follow me. Up this rope ladder here.
Well, I'll be. I thought this was just in case you need to inspect the anti-thingamo-what's-it-bag.
Keep going. We are almost there. Omicron, may we come in?
Certainly, come in. Ah, welcome. Did you need to work on the connection between Iris and the Navicron?
No, it is fine. But Delta was looking for you, so I showed him up.
Oh, Delta, you haven't been up here before. I'm sorry.
Oh my God, this is beautiful. It's like a glass greenhouse, but it's a dome.
Yes, it's especially beautiful at night. The stars are so clear. I actually just finished cleaning the windows. I'm afraid the Sahara left them with quite a coating of dust.
So what is this room for? And why doesn't anybody come up here so much anymore?
Ah, yes. This room was built for one reason only. To hold the Navicron.
Omicron gestured to a large device set in the center of the room. Now, there wasn't that much space around it, but it was the size of a small card table, but round. And in the center was a large globe of the Earth. I could see all kinds of clockwork mechanisms all around the base. As I watched the globe closely, I could see it was moving. But the most intriguing part wasn't the globe. It was the mechanical arm that extended above it, with gears and pulleys, extended up over the globe. And at the end of the arm, there was a brass fixture that held a large crystal. Honestly, it looked like a diamond, but it was almost the size of my fist. My own shadow fell across the contraption, but I could tell it was probably the most beautiful machine I've ever seen.
The Navicron is how we navigate the Peregrine. The clockwork is based upon John Harrison's naval chronometer. If you recall, we couldn't safely navigate the oceans until we could tell how far east or west we were from some fixed point.
You mean longitude?
Precisely. Latitude is easy to ascertain, as you just measure the attitude of the sun at its zenith, or the North Star if you happen to be in the Northern Hemisphere at night.
I did spend a little time on a ship once, traveling to England. I was absolutely fascinated by that navigation, but it was way beyond me.
Well, you don't need to learn trigonometry to understand the basics.
Sigma, I have to say, this is an amazing device.
Yes, it truly is.
You're really not modest, are you?
I am sorry, Delta. You made another assumption. I did not build the Navicron.
No?
Omicron did.
Omicron. You built this?
It wasn't that hard once I had Harrison's naval chronometer. All I had to do was engineer a larger version that could impel the motion of the globe, and I was able to make the whole thing work.
So how does this work? How do we know where we are? Do you look through the crystal or something?
Oh, goodness, no. Yeah, step out of the sunlight and you'll see.
I stepped to the side, and as the sunlight now hit the crystal, a bright beam of white light shot down to a point on the globe below. That point where the light hit the map was right over the Congo.
That's how it works.
I've never even imagined anything like this. So, Sigma, you have to come up here to do the readings?
Not anymore.
No. Sigma gave the system a real upgrade. She integrated the mechanics of the system with Iris, the clockwork pilot. That's why we don't come up here that much anymore. Iris is connected via cables and tubes and rods that run down to the center mast.
The connection was not that difficult.
Oh, you're being modest. To tell you the truth, Delta, I don't even know how it works anymore. She's advanced it beyond my abilities.
I must get back down to my laboratory. I think I left a burner on.
Yeah, that would be bad.
Take care, Sigma. See you at dinner.
Of course. Omicron? Delta?
So, Omicron, the glass is clean. Why are you still up here?
Oh, just look at it all, Delta. Just blue sky and clouds. The untamed jungle below. It's easy to feel alone up here.
Have you spent a lot of time alone?
More than I'd care to admit. But right now, I'm rather happy that we're heading to the Congo.
Happy? That wasn't a word I was expecting.
Yes, I have a promise to keep to an old friend.
You know someone down there?
I knew someone. His name was Lord Standish. He was from here, but he died in America a few years ago. I was with him during his final moments. He asked me to come here and find his son for him, and give him these two silver rings.
I wonder why you wore those. The one with the odd design on it isn't exactly normal jewelry for a British lord, though.
Well, Standish isn't a normal British lord. But his is an old family steeped in tradition. Perhaps you'll get a chance to meet him. His son would be just a bit younger than you.
I think I might enjoy that.
In the meantime, we must continue preparing to help Mr. Stanley. He is a formidable man who is actually just a few years older than you.
I didn't realize he was that young.
Yes, less than 30 years old. And he's already explored half the world.
I hope we find him before Salazar does.
I hope so, too. Let's get back down on deck. I think we'll be near Stanley's position in about an hour. Gamma, have you found them?
Yes, Omicron. They're just to the south of us. I can hear his party moving west.
Excellent.
I'm glad you're here, Gamma. I can't even see anything through this tree cover.
Which is good news. It means they cannot see the Peregrine either. I can keep the ship much closer in case you need assistance.
No. You're not going to bring the ship or yourselves down to intervene. Our lives are less important than the secrecy of our mission. The only exception is if Stanley is unconscious or dead. So he can't see any of you. Is that understood?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Omicron, I could stay hidden. Silent support from the rear.
That's a good idea, Nu. But I don't want to separate it any more than we have to be. I'll trust your judgment. If you think you can help, then do as you see fit.
I will, Omicron.
Delta, I hate to do this, but I'm going to ask you to only bring your old crossbow.
Back to one shot again, eh? I understand. The new one Sigma build is hard to hide, and Stanley is a reporter.
Precisely. Having us show up will be hard enough to explain. He doesn't need any more mysteries to titillate his sense of professional curiosity.
Your sword, my crossbow.
And Salazar.
Just like old times.
Yeah, let's hope we have a different outcome this time. Sigma, can you put us in about a quarter mile from their location? Just ahead of them, I think?
Oh, well, certainly.
Good. Then let's go.
We just left the ship. Just the two of us. I started walking through the deepest, darkest jungle I had ever seen. I'm from the south, and I've seen some heavy swamp jungles. But this place was beyond description. There were more birds, lizards, and bugs than I can even describe. And the mosquitoes and flies moved in clouds that seemed to be attracted by our torches. There was no avoiding them. Why would anyone want to come here? It was well beyond me.
Well, I suppose this is the trail.
We're on a trail.
Yes. This is the shortest route from Zanzibar to Lake Tanganyika.
Not a lot of traffic, I suppose.
No, it's over 700 miles between the two points. You don't make this trip unless you mean it.
And the slave traders make that much money.
It's worth it to them. That's why Livingston is here. He wants to change the economy from exporting slaves to exporting resources. Europe and America have refused to participate in this trade for decades. But there's still enough of a market in the Caribbean and South America to make it profitable.
And because it's the only business in town.
It's what you have to do if you want to earn a living. Not to mention, if you're not a slave trader, you'll probably end up being a slave. The options are limited. But look through the trees. Here they come now.
Hello.
Good day, Henry.
Henry? You know me. Wait. Omicron. What the devil are you doing here in the Conga?
You probably wouldn't believe me if I told you I was out for an evening stroll.
I wouldn't actually doubt it, knowing you.
Henry Stanley, allow me to introduce my associate, Delta.
Pleasure to meet you, sir.
The pleasure's all mine. I've read a lot of your stories over the years. You've had one exciting life. It's amazing that I actually get to meet you, and doing so during this expedition to find Dr. Livingstone is, well, it's an honor to meet you, sir.
How have you been, my friend? How's the expedition going?
Honestly, Omicron, it's a disaster. I've had half of my crew disappear with my supplies. Dirty thieves. Then the rest mutinied. Good thing I have my shotgun here. This and the two carbines are just about all we have left for the armaments. But I was able to put down the mutiny and the rest of the crew hung on. Except those who have died already.
Oh no. How many have you lost?
Too many. Including Farquhar. I've been struck with the fever almost every 2 weeks. Like clockwork. As soon as I get over it and get my strength back, hits me again. I don't know how much longer we can go on.
So it's mostly the climate you're battling.
That and the attacks from bands of natives. We have to pay tribute to every local chieftain for the privilege of crossing his land unmolested. Then they ambush us anyway. Salim, tell the men to set up camp here for the night.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Omicron, last time I saw you was in Chicago.
Oh, we were just in Chicago.
Really? How was it?
Warm.
Really? This time of year?
Unseasonable, you might say. But obviously it must have been quite some time since we were there, right, Delta?
Oh, yes, of course. It was quite a while ago. Weeks.
Months.
Yes, months. That's what I meant. I lose track of time.
Is the jungle heat getting to you, boy?
Yes, that's it. It's the heat.
Well, the last time I was in Chicago, I was rotting in a prison for Confederate soldiers. And one day, someone shows up to make me an offer. If I just joined the Union Army, I'd be able to get out of the prison.
That took a little doing.
But then I come down with a fever 3 days later, and the Union Army doesn't want me anymore. I'm a free man.
That took a lot of doing.
And I never had a chance to thank you appropriately, Omicron.
Well, your adopted father was a very dear friend of mine. It was the least I could do for him.
You never said you knew my father. That makes a lot more sense now. Thank you.
My pleasure, Henry.
But, Omicron, I need to know why you're really here.
I believe you're in danger again.
Omicron, I've been in danger for 8 months.
Not like this. What's the biggest band of men who have attacked you?
About a dozen.
And you've managed to fend them off.
I don't even think we could do that now. We're down to nothing here. Let's just say that your sword and Delta's crossbow, there will be just about double our capacity. We're sick. We're tired. I'm just glad we're only a few miles from Ujiji. You don't know if Livingstone is there, do you?
I really couldn't tell you.
Well, we'll just have to push on and hope for the best.
If I may be so bold, I would suggest that you tell your men not to set up a normal camp tonight. Instead, they should set up a perimeter and be prepared for an attack.
You're not kidding, are you?
No, Bank up all the packs, supplies, and provisions in a circle. Pull up any logs or brush we can. We need to fortify this location.
Salim, change of instructions for the men. Tell them we need to bring all the supplies together in a circle around us. Stack everything up to build a wall. These men have brought us a warning, and we need to be very grateful to them. Tell the men to get whatever they can use as a weapon and have it ready. We're almost at our destination. We won't want to miss it by a day.
Stanley's porters and guides quickly rearranged all the packs and parcels into a big circle. They built a fire in the center. Not for the heat, but by using green branches, it made a smoke that kept some of the mosquitoes and flies away. Omicron and I took turns at keeping watch. It was just a little after midnight when...
Delta, wake up. We've got company.
Right. Not the good kind. Crossbow. Got it. Where are they?
Coming from behind. Torches, look, coming up the path. Stanley. Stanley, wake up.
Omicron. Is it?
Shh. Torches coming down the path.
Oh, God. Salim, wake the men. Quietly.
Yes, sir. I wake them.
Definitely not friendly.
Hey, this is my shotgun.
One down.
How many more to go?
I see about half a dozen Arab slave traders.
That's not so bad.
And about 50 natives behind them.
Oh, that's bad.
And if I don't miss my guess...
Stop shooting. We aren't here to capture you. We only want Henry Stanley, the American reporter.
Delta, do you have a shot?
No. He's behind a tree. The brush is too thick.
You may not have Mr. Stanley. Oh, that's a very foolish sentiment. We will let you all go.
I may sound a bit selfish, but I'm not going down without a fight. I didn't come this far to just quit. I've done that enough times before.
Good man. Then we fight. Delta, send him our response.
Yes, sir. Two slavers down. Four to go.
A crossbow bolt? Kill them all!
Omicron, this is reminding me far too much of Shiloh.
Omicron, behind you!
Oh! Did you learn that from New?
Yeah. Remind me to thank her when we get back.
If we get back. They've got us pinned down hard. I'm sorry, Henry. I thought we could do more. Those spears are overwhelming us.
I've only got a half a dozen bolts left, Omicron. I see Salazar, three slavers, and at least three dozen natives. We can't do this.
Wait, do you hear that?
Hoofbeats?
Look!
It's a masked man on a white horse. Two more slaves down. The natives, they're all running. They just dropped their weapons and ran.
They know better than to cross the demon god of the jungle.
Are you men all right?
We're fine, thanks to you.
I'm glad to hear it. Wait, Omicron? Is that you?
It certainly is.
Well, I'll be. What a pleasant surprise.
Delta, Henry, may I introduce my very old young friend, Lord Standish?
That's not the name I usually go by around here.
You prefer Demon God of the Jungle?
That'll do.
I'm Henry Stanley. Pleasure to meet you, sir.
I heard your party was getting close. Glad I came to check on you.
Yes, thank you for that.
You all should be safe now.
Omicron, should we try to hunt down Salazar?
I'd be happy to go get him for you.
I don't think that'll be necessary. We're 700 miles from the coast. He's got no supplies and only one slave trader to help him. These eugenicists all believe in survival of the fittest. Let's see him prove it.
Honestly, I think that's more satisfying than killing him myself.
3 months ago, you could have never said that.
I take it you gentlemen have some history.
You have no idea.
Well, if you are all set here, I will be on my way.
Thank you again for your help. Could have used someone like you at Shiloh.
At Shiloh, you were fighting on the wrong side of history.
Wait, before you go, I have something for you.
And what would that be?
I was with your father when he died. He gave me these and asked me to get them to you.
Omicron, the rings! I never thought I'd see them again.
His last thoughts were of you, son. Keep your oath.
I will, Omicron. I swear it.
Take care of yourself.
Thank you, Omicron. And you know, my father once told me something about you.
Really? What was that?
He said my grandfather knew your real name.
He did he? Well, perhaps it's true.
I need to go look through my library to see if he wrote it down somewhere, but don't worry. Your secret will be safe with me.
And yours with me. Henry, can I count on you to not say a word about what happened here tonight?
As a reporter, it's not my nature to ignore amazing elements of a story. But I owe you both my life. Not a word will be breathed about this.
Thank you, Mr. Stanley. Safe journeys, gentlemen.
Goodbye, Standish. Gentlemen, I suggest we settle in. We have a big day tomorrow.
Omicron, are we staying?
Of course. I wouldn't miss this for the world. But first, let's get some clothing off those Arab slavers so that we can fit in a little better.
Good night, gentlemen. Thank you for everything.
Good night, Henry.
When we woke up in the morning, we changed clothes into the traditional Arab jungle wear. Omicron and I even darkened our faces with berry juice to make sure we didn't stand out. After packing up, Henry Stanley started his last march to destiny.
The village of Ujiji is right over this hill, I believe.
Good morning, sir.
Who the mischief are you?
I am Susie, the servant of Dr. Livingstone.
What? Is Dr. Livingstone here?
Yes, sir.
In this village?
Yes, sir.
Are you sure?
Sure, sure, sir. Why, I leave him just now.
Salim, raise the American flag. Let's try to make a proper entrance.
Yes, sir. Okana Matsuzu, Bambasa.
8 months in that jungle, and he's actually here. He's actually still here. I don't believe it.
I see the doctor, sir. Oh, what an old man. He has got a white beard.
Well, I suppose this is it. Omicron, Delta, you'll excuse me?
Certainly. And don't call us by those names anymore. We'll disappear shortly.
Absolutely. Thank you for all your help, gentlemen. Here I go.
Good luck.
Dr. Livingstone, I presume.
Yes!
I thank God, Doctor. I have been permitted to see you.
I feel thankful that I am here to welcome you.
It's taken me 8 months to find you.
I thought I had been forgotten.
Forgotten? Not at all. Your whereabouts has been the topic of discussion for 2 years now. My newspaper, the New York Herald, has spared no expense in sending me to find you. We put out $4,000 already.
All that just for me? And I'm here wasting away like a beggar.
Not anymore, sir. Her Majesty's government has authorized the advance of 1,000 British pounds to you, so that you may equip yourself in any way you see fit.
Oh, Majesty.
Yes, and I have 2 years of mail for you as well.
My goodness. Well, come. Come and let's sit.
I think that's our cue, Delta.
Right. Let's slip out of here, and out of these clothes. I think I got fleas.
We'll have to find a clearing back in the trees.
One thing I don't understand, Omicron. Why is it so important that Stanley be the one to find Livingstone?
Both these men had given up hope. And Livingstone's hope is to end slavery in our world. We must never lose hope in that, Delta.
Never.
Omega Contingent Episode 4, The Slave Traders of Zanzibar, is a production of Adventure Theater and featured the voice talents of Elizabeth Beal, Christopher Dijak, Nathan Hemnes, Miles Marker, Verity McGowan, Anthony Sakovich, and Keith Surplus. Omega Contingent was created and written by Anthony Sakovich and directed by Miles Marker. To learn more about the real historical events depicted in this episode, go to AdventureTheater.net where you can discover all the history you weren't taught in school. This recording and the story, characters, and situations depicted within are the property of their author and creator and protected by copyright.
The Omega Contingent was brought to you by Adventure Theater and Aethertopia, the nomadic city of makers. Find out more at AdventureTheater.net.